Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rick Matheson is our guest, our good friend, Chief Creative Officer at I'm Matheson. I put a .com on the end of that, right, Rick? I'm Matheson.com?
That's correct.
M-A-T-H-I-M-A-T-H-I-E-S-O-N is how you do his websites, I'm Matheson.com. What do they find when they get there, Rick?
Oh, they'll find all kinds of links to exciting content about marketing, especially digital marketing and branding. So it's a great resource for folks who want to learn more about all this.
Folks, check it out. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Rick, let's talk about some SEO trends that are still important. And some of them are a little bit, they might not be completely new, like this GDPR. That's not new to my audience because I've reported on it. But the overall application and bringing those implications home to us probably are a little bit new. So what are some of these SEO trends we need to pay attention to?
Yeah, so I was a little surprised by some of the research that's coming out that's showing that there are really three important SEO trends to be paying attention to next year that you might not be fully dialed into. One, I'm quite sure SMBs, not every SMB got the memo on this. So one of them is brand ranking signal. So if you think about referral traffic, that's linked content, people talking about your company, your brand, your products, and pointing to your website.
Right, that's earned media. That's the goal, the holy grail, isn't it?
Absolutely. But in addition to that now, Google is also putting a premium on unlinked brand mentions to get an even better picture of your site's authority in your industry. So that could mean someone reviewing your local pizza parlor or blogger's list of her favorite pizzerias or whatever. In addition to those, in addition to those that include a link, Google is also assessing those that don't. So Google is analyzing all those unlinked mentions to get a read on things like your reputation, trust, customer service, and so on. And Google gains a better intel, on separating the good from the bad there. And the higher the overall brand ranking signal is for your site, the higher Google is likely to place you in search listings. The second thing, GDPR. So yeah.
Can I hold on before we go to GDPR? Yeah. I want to come back to this Google thing. You know, Google is such a great resource. It's an amazing resource for us. But the way they keep changing things, the way they keep adding layers of granularity to how we can do these things, even though it's very powerful and very beneficial, Rick, at some point in time, small business owners don't have the bandwidth to keep up with this, to make a major shift in thinking every 90 days. It's really frustrating. Yeah. What do you think?
It really is. I mean, really, nobody has the time to track all this stuff all the time, and there's kind of a cottage industry trying to figure out the latest algorithm. But it is important to at least do your best. Unlinked brand mentions, you're not going to have a huge amount of control over that type of thing, but there are things that you can do to help that.
Would you say that if Google makes an adjustment six times a year, you can be forgiven if you've only done two of them? Would that be? I'm doing a swag here, but you got to make some effort. But can't we cut people some slack and say, don't feel like you're behind or you're uncompetitive if you aren't keeping up with the most recent thing that Google's up to? What do you think?
That is absolutely true, Jim. These things that are out there are kind of like bonus points, kind of like adding, if you can, adding this factor into the way that you approach your SEO.
Right.
So it's not like you have failed. If you can't do all of these or keep up with everything, you want to just do the best you can, and where you can apply new things, do so.
And now GDPR.
Yeah, so GDPR, you know, that was so much fun last May. The
General Digital Privacy Rights, this is a European thing we've talked about on the show, folks, many times. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyone who has logged into their Google Analytics account since May for their website, they've seen that Google has made certain that personal user data, like your Google tags, the type that your Google tags capture, that include things like, demographics and affinities and things like that. That used to be saved in perpetuity. Now it expires after 26 months, but you can change that. You can make that data go away sooner or later. You do not want to make it stay forever or stay beyond 26 months, because then you become, in GDPR parlance, the data controller, which puts you on the line for that
for
data
fines.
That Google's collecting on your site visitors.
You don't want that.
Hey
Rick,
that's an easy one.
Can you give us in 20 seconds, can you tell us what we need to know about Amazon?
Yes. So Amazon, it's not like Google is adding in your rankings in Amazon and factoring that into their algorithm. No, Amazon is a search engine. So you need to be checking and optimizing your Amazon ranking just as much as you are Google search.
Not just Google, folks. You got to pay attention to Amazon. And Rick can help you with this. iMatheson.com. Check it out. Thanks, Rick, for being here. Good job for the information. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.